Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Browne is suggesting that he's turned his back on a $40 million deal with the Chinese technology giant Huawei. It would have helped to upgrade the phone network of the Antigua Public Utilities Authority, which has a telecoms component as part of its operations. The government-owned entity had sought to complete a $40 million Chinese facilitated loan arrangement at an interest rate of 2%, and according to Prime Minister Browne, the terms were the best in the market and could have saved this country as much as $48 million over the next 20 years. But he said his decision to say no was out of deference to the ongoing tensions between the United States and China. So contrast that with this.
This is a major loss for American national security, foreign policy, and technology policy.
That's Peter Singer of the New America think tank. He's talking about Britain's decision to allow Huawei to build up to 35% of the country's 5G phone network. Why a major loss? Let's start with national security. David Adelman was on the National Security Council under President Obama. He now runs an internet research project at MIT.
The administration's case goes like this. They say, first, that Huawei equipment is generally less secure than its competitors. Second, that Chinese security services might find it irresistible to try to steal secrets. And third, and maybe most dramatically, that if there were ever a major conflict, that Beijing might use that access to remotely shut down critical systems.
Britain says it's worked with Huawei for years on its existing cellular system. It believes it can manage the risk by limiting Huawei to the periphery of the new network, things like base stations and antennas that mostly just pass on data, and keeping the company away from the more sensitive network core. This 5G network hasn't yet been built, and the U.S. hasn't yet given up. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Britain today and says he'll stress U.S. security concerns. Again, David Adelman.
The real question here is whether we've crossed a particular Rubicon, whether by having this Chinese content in the underlying 5G network, that effectively it's a decision that can't be reversed.
Which brings us to the second big issue, the global technology competition. For many in the West, China is viewed as a giant factory that puts together iPhones. Yet now it's been cleared to help build a 5G network in Western Europe. 5G is being billed as revolutionary. Data will move at lightning speed. Driverless cars will communicate with each other. Doctors will perform surgery remotely. And China is at the forefront.
China is today a major player in the technology market.
Bo Woods is at the Atlantic Council.
It's a big win for China's prestige and also kind of puts other nations, other companies on notice that China is not just the packaging and assembly hub of the world anymore.
China's stated goal is to be a world leader in the most important technologies of the 21st century. To this end, the government supports Huawei and other tech companies in ways that Western countries don't. Dean Chang is with the Heritage Foundation. When it comes to 5G, he says Huawei offers the complete package.
They offer essentially soup to nuts.
That's something Western firms can't match at this point.
That has a huge advantage in terms of the whole system is integrated. It presumably works well with each other. Also, it is significantly cheaper than any of the partial competitors out there.
All this makes it harder on the third big issue, U.S. foreign policy. The Trump administration has pressed U.S. allies to keep Chinese hardware out of their sensitive networks. The results have been mixed at best. Again, Peter Singer.
If you're not getting your closest intelligence partners on board, how can you expect to get the rest of Europe or Latin America or Africa? The thing to watch for is just the dominoes falling of all the other states that have been holding back, saying, okay, if the Brits are going this way, now we can too.
Part of the answer came today. The European Union recommended limiting, but not banning, what it referred to as high-risk companies. Huawei said it welcomed the decision and hopes to be part of a fast, secure 5G network in Europe.
That's Greg Myrie in Washington, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.